It's new. Welcome back. Good to have everybody here today. That's kind of new. We haven't had everybody in a while. What's going on, Crystal? Where you been?
Yesterday I was at an agency conference thing, and then today I'm here with y'all good folks.
Cool. What do you have planned to talk about today?
I'm going to talk about local service areas and GMP, GBP, GBP.
Yep. Google can change your names. That's always fun. And Greg, what are you talking about today?
Could a new change to LSAs have your budget DOA?
I'll tell you. Morty, so what are you covering today?
I'm covering users don't actually want SGE or AI overviews or whatever they're called now.
Cool. And I'll be talking about more helpful content update communication from Google, which makes people frustrated, and maybe some ranking volatility.
All right, so there was a new test scene spotted in the wild for local service ads, and this was picked up by Matt Cassidy at Matt Cassidy on Twitter. With an LSA, you typically have been able to see some listings of local service providers, choose one of those providers, send them a message, and then the provider is billed for that message, right? That's how the LSAs work. And there was a test maybe about 4 months ago, roughly 4 to 6 months ago, where I believe Anthony Higman had seen post completing that form and submitting your information that there was an option to send the same message to a slew of additional advertisers out there. So, like, I'm picking, hey, I would like to go with Morty Esquire Law Services. I submit the form, and then it says, oh, would you also like to go to, Carter Esquire, and just immediately send that same thing. So this actually is a better change because you can see and almost have like a radio box and say, I've got a message and I would like to choose both Carter Esquire and Morty Law Services and choose a few ahead of time, right? So one, people were really pushing back against it because you had already cost an advertiser that money and then you're able to just go do it to more people. But this is still, an abomination for anybody doing LSAs because you don't get to choose a provider. You're almost just blasting that out, and there will be more inquiries with this, and there will be more costs, and things will get less efficient because you're not just selecting one person to message.
I'm sorry. All you advertisers just all you care about is yourself and driving traffic to your own sites and making money off these poor searchers that all they're looking for is to sue people like Morty. And if they want to email 15 local lawyers to figure out who's the best and get the best pipe response, that's up to them if they want to do it.
But it's ultimately going to degrade the quality. And I think that's the big thing. When you send it out to everybody gets the same message. It's people are like, oh, well, LSAs don't work. And that's
You're
what I don't
saying
understand about
that you're
this.
saying less is more. Got it. I got it.
But yeah,
I
Sue
think
Morty.
less is more, especially when you're tipping. Hot
I
take?
guess.
I think that's the inverse.
Oh, sorry. It depends. Am I on the receiving end or the giving end?
If
I don't know.
the ads aren't working out for you, I think there's some type of new potential local organic ranking signal that people are talking about, maybe.
Maybe. So my fellow TikToker, Darren Shaw, has been talking about a new local ranking factor, and he sounded the klaxon, because basically he was saying that for a long time people have thought that where you put your pin on your service area settings if you were a service area business. So let's say you, I don't know, clean windows. And you serve all of New York, but maybe your office is in New Jersey or something. You would say that your service area was in New York, et cetera. Then he was saying that apparently people used to think that where the pin was had nothing to do with it, but he's starting to see evidence that that's not the case. So he tested this with a few different things, and he found that he was starting to rank better when he moved the pin. And lots of people have been really interested in this, and it's caused a lot of discussion. It got a lot of shares as well. And there was somebody who's saying that they saw a little bit of a jump for their hidden area address actually as well. So it's something that I think is really interesting. He seems to think that something shifted in the way that Google Business Profile is understanding the pins and that sort of stuff. So he thinks something's changed. So I think it will be interesting to see how that develops in the next little while.
And he will be testing that more to see what happens. And I guess we'll see. But if that doesn't work out for you, you could always go back to the LSAs and just message everybody.
But by the way, the Crystal Esquire law firm, like, you know, win no fee. We work for you.
Hired.
And if that doesn't work for you, you could always go to like AI overviews to get your answers. Unless,
unless you don't actually want an AI overview, which is hard to believe. It's really surprising. But per Barry Schwartz over at SE Roundtable, who's that? Oh, it's you, Barry. You're reporting on SEO. How weird. It looks like there's a whole bunch of comments in the forums about people saying, hey, how do I turn this AI thing off? I didn't want this. Get it out of here.
Yeah, it's interesting, so especially because it hasn't fully even rolled out yet. I don't even see it yet. I just imagine when it's fully rolled out. It's funny. Google makes any of these changes, especially when feature snippets first came up or any like videos back with universal search. I don't want these there. And then Google's like, I don't care what you want. We know what you want. Just like Steve Jobs knows what everybody wants. Even though he's dead, he still knows what people want. And Google's like, all right, we'll just ignore it for the next 2 months and then people will stop complaining, which does happen.
I think it's true. I think it's interesting though, because it costs them money to run it. Like, and I think they were talking about, you know, more tokens for everybody and all that sort of stuff. And maybe they're just trying to scale how much data they can get on these things. But, you know, Bing has been doing this for a while where you put in a question and it will run the AI summary on the side. And like, that must be costing them money, even if I'm ignoring it, even if I'm not paying attention to what that says.
Well, it'll cost them more in the stock money not to have it.
I also just like it how SEOs can't have nice things. You know, they're like, Danny comes out and is like, hey, we have web links now. You can just see links, and everybody's still complaining about everything. Like, maybe celebrate that. If you don't want it, go use that flavor of search if you feel like it.
That's true. And yeah, with anything, Google's got, even the web link people are complaining about, because anything Google gives us, people just complain, and it's okay. And Google will ignore it, and maybe they'll remove in the future. But 80%, like we said, it's not about the cost, because probably half those queries that are generated are cached anyway, so it's not like they're redoing it every single time. And two is they reduce their cost by like 80%, they said, in terms of generating right. those AI overviews, which is great for them.
But that's always the question in my mind about all the AI stuff. On the one hand, like, everyone's, oh, AI. On the other hand, is that what people really want? And I think yes. And I also think no. Maybe it's an age thing. Maybe it's just a curmudgeon grumpiness thing.
I've been hearing some rumors from people who are somewhat connected with people at Google. This is like third, fourth hand. Basically saying we're going to Google for you. And Google needs to generate more Google searches. And Google, that's the only way for their revenue to increase, is to have more people searching. So maybe it's more cost effective for them to show these AI overviews, because it will generate more queries by people clicking on more things and clicking on more ads than not. And supposedly their search volume, this is what I'm hearing, their search volume from last year to this year has declined, which is the first time ever. I don't have any evidence of this. This is what people are telling me. So
this is how rumors get started.
But I have a question though. So let's say Crystal Esquire law firm writes a blog and has bad advice, which we would never do, obviously, because my law firm is nothing but like the best lawyers who will get you the best deal on your law situation. Anyway, like, you could, like, Greg, if you came to my law firm and you were like, that's bad advice or something, you could be like, hey, that's bad advice. But like, who is those AI overviews? If Google gives bad advice in those AI overviews, then like, who's responsible for that? Are they taking responsibility for that content?
No.
Are they? What happened?
No. I mean, what happened when you drank urine? Did you sue Google? No.
I don't know. It's like, I'm not saying people are suing, but there's no author.
It's super early. I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait for all the lawsuits. I'm sure they're happening right now, but there's so many AI lawsuits. We'll just see. I don't know. Google's generating with their AI, so they're generating this content. It's the first time Google is actually generating content not produced by, you know, they're not basically showing people's third party content. So it's interesting. I'm not a lawyer, but
yeah, so they're a publisher now. Like, that's different. It's different.
Yeah, and Crystal, yeah. I read that blog post. You are now fired. More to your
house. No!
What I do?
You're hired. You're my new lawyer.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is it? That's a bad decision.
I never took
bad decisions. On the bad decisions, Google, it's funny because you can't win. John Mueller was asked, if we fix something like, if we fix everything around our helpful content, update. We got hit by the helpful content update. And if we fixed everything, what's the time frame for the site to start climbing again in the search results? And John Mueller quoted, fix is hard to say when it comes to relevancy, but I'd assume bigger changes would be visible when the next core update happens. So everybody's like, how can John say that? We're waiting for months and months and months. How dare you? And how do you tell us what to fix if you're saying fix? And John's not saying fix. John's saying it's hard to fix stuff. But how do you define fix? And then he quoted it like that. So it's just this helpful content update is so painful for so many people, especially lawyers who are writing content just to rank in Google search. So it's been really, really hard for them.
Lawyers have never been known to do things like this before.
I think it's like some people don't even know that they're not being helpful. They think they are being helpful, maybe. You think that, Morty?
No, I'm saying about myself.
every husband thinks that. A bad thing. I don't know. Comment below if I said something I shouldn't have said. So.
Also, I think the idea of fixing everything is a very strange thing to say. Like, it's like if you had a bad date or something, they were like, what if I fixed everything about myself? Would you still date me or something? And you'd be like, I don't even know where to start with you. Like, even asking that question is kind of weird.
Marriage, you know? Dating, this is like really getting in there. This is like a
couple kinds of gone old Dr. Phil on you.
I thought we were lawyers.
Same difference.
Yeah. Fixing, and we're seeing a lot of ranking volatility over the past week. Since May 3rd, it was a bump, and then May 9th. And since May 9th, it's just been really volatile. And today it was like SEMrush is spiking like crazy. Similar webs tools spiking. All of them are spiking. And I know, Greg, you love these charts, so I'll make sure to embed some of them so your GIFs are out there. But if you've been noting a lot of volatility over the past week, I don't think it's related to that. Maybe like AI overviews is causing it, or the web link is causing it. No, it's just normal volatility that's been pretty heated over the past week.
Maybe people should fix their websites.
It's everything on the website.
Everything about them.
On that note, I appreciate you guys doing this. Everyone have a great day.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.